Drumsticks, hand-carved from a New Zealand mangrove tree and a Spanish olive tree, are among the artworks in expat David Ricard's first solo exhibition in New Zealand. It also includes footage of David climbing the Swiss Alps carrying a large sphere with a camera inside, which he then releases to tumble back to, down the mountain. David left New Zealand for Europe in his early 20s and went on to create multimedia art installations, often involving collaboration between artists across the globe. Echoes from the Sound Barrier is the name of his exhibition in his hometown of Ashburton. You can find photographs of his work at rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. When we spoke a few days ago, David Ricard was on a road trip collecting more material for one of the installations in the exhibition.
Well, today I'm actually making a work which is called a Day at the Speed of Sound. And what we're doing today is starting on the east coast, just south of Kaikoura, about 15 kilometres south, at 42.47 degrees south on the latitude line. And that's exactly where the surface of the Earth, is moving at the speed of sound in revolution. So there we picked up a stone on the coast there at the right coordinates, and we've travelled across the South Island picking up bits of string on the way, and we're picking up another stone here in Greymouth, just south of Greymouth, and those will form part of an installation within the exhibition. So some of the works are very small elements, and others are slightly larger, but that's what we've been doing today. And there's also works I brought with me from the UK and from Spain as well.
When I was looking at the images of your work, say walking in the Alps, those kind of works where you're outside, you're in the outdoors, that feels to me a very Kiwi thing to do. Is that something that you took with you to Europe when you left in your 20s, this love of the outdoors?
Maybe it is. Well, certainly it was part of growing up in the South Island, and it's certainly part of my family as well. We've always spent a lot of time outdoors. But, I mean, for me, the work's about place. It's always about thinking about a connection between where we are and our relationship to place and our surroundings. And the works do. Some of them are outdoors. The one in particular in the Alps that you're referring to is called A Walk in the Alps. And the first one was made in the Swiss Alps when I was doing a residency there during spring this year over there. And it's nice to be able to reproduce that down in the Southern Alps in New Zealand. And it's looking not only at the mountains and the Alps, but it's really actually about our perspective on them. So it's taking an object into those Alps and walking with quite a large geodesic sphere, which I carry up into the Alps and let that roll back down again and capture that with film taken from the very centre of that sphere. So it's thinking about perspective and our point of view on the landscape.
You're not joking about the size of the sphere. We have images of it on the Standing Room Only webpage, but I don't know if it's heavy. It's certainly large and not easy for you to carry up, I imagine.
It's not easy. Well, it's aluminium framework. There's over 300 units which come together to sort of form it. And it's slightly precarious because it's a big volume on my back, so I need to obviously be careful that I don't stumble, because I have that constant sort of fear that if I do trip over, I'll be rolling down with attached to it. But it comes down by itself later on under its own steam. And the work also references elements like the myth of Sisyphus, which is carrying a boulder up a hill but never quite managing to make it. So I feel somewhat like that as I traipse around the mountainsides.
I wanted to ask you also, another of the works in the exhibition here, Distant Rhythm, has a Kiwi connection too.
Yeah, there's a number of them, and I've been really conscious of that with this exhibition, is thinking about connections between place and specifically in relationship to New Zealand and some of the places I'm working as well over in Europe. And Distant Rhythm was a work I began last time I was in New Zealand last year. And I collected a piece of a mangrove branch from Kaupo, and just at the base of the Coromandel Inlet. And what I was doing there was connecting that to a location which is precisely antipodal to it. I'd mapped it out beforehand because I knew that there was the mangrove trees there, and there's olive trees in the south of Spain in an area called Algades, which is in the south of Spain. I then went to that location and took a branch from an olive tree. So those two branches then became a pair of drumsticks. And I'm excited because we've just got contact today. We've found out that one of the drummers from Ashburton College, which is a school I did my high school education at, a drummer from there will come and be playing those drumsticks in the exhibition for the opening. And importantly, what they're playing is actually a cadence, a rhythm which is a rhythm for marching. And so every beat of the drum, we're flipping from one side of the world to the other, from Kōpū in New Zealand to Algetis in Spain. The work's thinking, like many of the works, about compressing space and our relationship to that. So it's using rhythm in this sense to sort of flip from one side of the world to the other.
From drumsticks to anchors, our way. And I want to spell this because it's a very clever play on words. A-W-E-I-G-H, these anchors. Tell us about those.
Well, away is a wonderful word because it's that moment when an anchor is lifted from the seafloor and the boat's set adrift. And that is the sort of terminology of away. When I was invited to do the exhibition by the gallery, I was thinking about connections and relationships to place. And I took two locations, which are both ports. So we've got Greymouth, and we have an anchor from Greymouth. And then there's Puerto Vigo, which is in the north of Spain. So it's, again, I mean, New Zealand maps on quite closely over to a lot of the country of Spain. But we took these two antipodal locations, and I went there and also picked up an anchor of a very similar dimensions, different format. They're both used. These two objects, which have had a lifetime of keeping a boat in position and using gravity to hold it there, are coming together into the foyer space to form a vertical installation. And they'll both be tied to each other. One anchor will be implanted into the wall and suspending the other. So in a way, we have this tension between the two objects, which have come from a world apart to be together within that vertical space.
There's a lovely quote from you in the media release. There's often a big difference between what we think we see and what actually exists. And is it the line between those two things that you're really exploring in your work?
Very much so. I mean, I think that there is. I mean, for example, another one of the works is called A Room Full of Air within the current exhibition. And it's thinking about air not just as this vacant space, but actually as a physical matter. And in that sense, air has a weight, and we're balancing out the weight of air in the room with, in this case, concrete blocks. And it's almost 800 kilograms of air. So it's thinking, hang on a second, this stuff that we exist within has a physical presence. And I'm constantly curious about these slippages which occur between what we perceive and what we think we exist within, and actually how different it often is. And often that also includes collaboration with scientists. So very recently, since January, I developed a project in London in collaboration with nanotechnology scientists, looking at scale and matter and perspective. So I'm super curious about where we exist in our relationship to place, so whether that be a geographical, but also place in a personal sense, also in sense of matter and materials.
I was just thinking, really, David, that given that you've come from New Zealand, which is a mini world geologically in so many ways, don't you think? You know, we've got the Alps and we've got desert-like conditions and we've got rainforest and we've got it's so condensed. And here you are in your work exploring similarities and differences between countries that are on, you know, opposite ends of the planet. If you want to use that analogy, it's kind of interesting to me that you are looking at bringing countries together through your art.
Yeah, I think, I mean, also through collaboration as well. I mean, for me, also, it's very emotional coming back to New Zealand. And every time I come and I fly in, you fly over, you know, so much ocean, and suddenly there's this mini world, you know, all by itself out here. And I find it absolutely captivating. But another element which I'm really interested in is collaborating and making work with other countries and in other locations, collaborating with different people and through that, and dialogue that sort of develops through it. And that responds with another work, which is with, once again, in the exhibition, where I collaborated with individuals in Mozambique, Brazil, French Polynesia, and Western Australia to form one artwork, which is actually a cross, which is specifically the same latitude, but 90 degrees separated by longitude. So we're finding these points where there's a reference to each other to form a single work through collaboration.
What does it mean to you to be showing your work here at home? I mean, you've had exhibitions, you know, all around Europe, but playing to the home crowd, that's a big thing for you.
It's really fantastic. I mean, for me, it's coming back to do an exhibition in New Zealand is wonderful, and to come back to my hometown and show work, it means a lot. And it's been really exciting to sort of to think about that. Even the fact that when I was growing up, there wasn't really a such an art gallery in Ashburton to be able to show these sort of works. So it's nice that that sort of evolved as well, and to be able to come back and celebrate that.
Where are you off to next? What are your plans for 2020?
I've got another. As soon as I go back to the UK, I'll be going up to just on the Scottish borders. There's a collection, a wonderful collection in the forest there called Kilda Art and Architecture. And I've been working for the last year and a half on a large sculpture for the park. And right now I've been getting emails as I've been traveling around. They're doing the foundations this week for that. So I'll be going up there for 10 days to install that before the end of the year. So I'm excited to see that as well. Once again, in the forest, but in this case, a large permanent sculpture.